choosing this day whom we will serve. Welcome to Abounding Grace. On behalf of Abounding Grace Radio, here is our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon.
So very grateful to bring these radio broadcasts to you. I am Pastor Chris Gordon of Abounding Grace Radio. And this week on Abounding Grace, we are going to the book of Nehemiah. I've titled the series, A New Old Way. And what a beautiful section of scripture this is for understanding gospel ministry today and understanding where the primary emphasis, where the central focus needs to be in the ministry of Jesus Christ. Let me begin with this. When I was a child, I remember those commercials for Oldsmobile. Remember what they used to pitch? This is not your father's Oldsmobile. Oldsmobile was going through a real crisis. For years, they had a certain type of car with a certain type of market, and so the division saw the handwriting on the wall. With new pressures and pressures for a new generation of consumer, they thought to themselves, we've got to do something and do it fast. So the pitch was clear. If we can produce more cutting-edge Oldsmobiles, maybe we can capture a larger market and save our cars. The interesting thing that Oldsmobile didn't realize was that it was precisely in who they were that marked them as unique. When they tried to branch off and be something they were not, it crumbled. They couldn't compete. And in 2004, Oldsmobile died. That, of course, is the world of consumerism, always trying to stay on top through what we offer to make what we sell exciting. Well, the challenge today in some ways has paralleled in the church, hasn't it? Many want the classic label taken off the sign. They want a different formula to, quote, doing church. And this has been my great burden on Abounding Grace. This has been what churches have done. They've given themselves new names on the signs. They've reinvented themselves. And this is a very real danger that a church goes through. In times of change, in times of transition, direction shifts are your greatest danger. Going somewhere different, doing something different, trust me, is a very real temptation we face. Well, I'm not sure there is any passage better than Nehemiah 8 that will help us to stay focused on what has been and what is the single great reason that God chooses to bless a Christian ministry, a church. What is it? It's very simple. It's one thing. When the Word of God is the centerpiece of a given church, there you will see God's blessing. Because in that place where there is a hunger and a desire and an honoring of that word, and most of all, a confidence in that word, there you will see the Spirit of God dwelling in God's people in a vibrant and meaningful way. If that ever changes, so goes the church. This is why the writers of Scripture were constantly telling us, just hold on to what you have. Paul told Timothy this, remember? Continue in the things that you have learned and been assured of. In other words, don't go in another direction. The whole Reformation was simply about returning to what had been lost. It's always been going back, hasn't it? The Reformers talked about ad fontes, going back to the sources. You know, we often think of the Roman, Popish, Catholic religion as something full of a bunch of ceremonies as Protestants. That's true. But what we don't realize is that Roman Catholicism was a beautiful, and still is, aesthetic religion. The buildings, the architecture, the beauty, they were cutting edge with their buildings in the days of the Reformation. Their music, their chants was the best. Their icons, their statues, people bowed down to. The Reformation said that's all wrong. And they wanted to return to simple, Christ-edifying, God-glorifying worship. And what a challenge it was. They did the countercultural thing and made a drastic return to being under the authority of the Word of God since Christianity had been utterly corrupted apart from it. What built such a conviction? This week on Abounding Grace, I want to go back with you to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, and I want you always to remember what's here in Nehemiah. I could sum all of this up by saying it in this statement. Listen carefully. Spirituality utterly diminishes when interest in the Bible diminishes. Let there be a love for the Word of God. In that place, that church will flourish for years to come. Let's look at our text this week on Abounding Grace. Nehemiah 8 is all about Judah being rebuilt after returning from Babylon. You remember, God had raised up all of these prophets for his people, and they would not hear his word. They went into false worship. They corrupted themselves in materialism, and God came and God warned. It was an amazing moment. Turn from your ways. You will be judged. Destruction is coming. They kept saying, the temple, the temple, the temple, not this land, not this people. Israel, the apple of your eye, are you saying you're going to do that to God's people? You don't mean us, the covenant people. And yet God did. God would send these prophets into the temple ground to herald judgment, proclamations against the covenant people because they wouldn't hear the word and they never believed it was for them. And so, lo and behold, God carried them all away to Babylon. Sad history if you study the Old Testament major and minor prophets. It was a horrific time as the entire nation was burned to the ground and the people hauled off. In Nehemiah, we have come to the time of their return from the land of Babylon. Their houses are all ashes. The temple has been destroyed. It's a horrific sight, by the way. God's judgment on the people for being stiff-necked and not hearing had come. So what we have in Nehemiah chapter 8, in chapters 8 through 10, is not just the building of the wall, which is happening, but the most important thing is being renewed. The covenant. This whole situation is covenant renewal and worship. They were renewing everything before God. And so these chapters present to us a people who have freshly experienced the judgment of God. Here they are. Many of their loved ones have been killed. They have nothing. And now a remnant is back in the land. It's time for what? Well, we better start listening to the Lord and taking him seriously. Listen to verse 1. When the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. Now, you can't read this without being deeply touched with the fact of who is now asking for what. Ezra, bring the Word of God. Read the Word of God to us. Finally, hunger had filled their hearts and the people wanted to hear from the Lord. In the previous chapter, we are told that 42,360 people gathered in the open square. For years, they had not heard the word of God. And now the word is burning within them. And the real question here, at least in my mind as I'm going through this, is, had God not given his word to them? Of course he had. In fact, he sent the prophets rising up early with his word to these very people. Day in and day out, they preached the word in season and out of season. But what happened? They turned from it. So God pulled it. The days of famine had come. Amos had warned about it. Behold, the days are coming, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of the hearing of the words of the Lord. Men are going to run and seek and go to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, and they will not find it. You see, what we have in front of us today is something amazing in Nehemiah 8. It's beautiful, isn't it? Very rare. The whole nation had been under famine. They did not hear the word. They were warned. They wanted false prophets who gave them smooth words, flattering words. They would say, peace, peace. In other words, God loves you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. They were unwilling to hear about the need for repentance in them. And yet they went on with their prosperous lives. God brought swift destruction. And here's the beautiful thing. All of a sudden, a remnant's back. Their materialism, all of their homes, everything they had, all of their riches, everything was destroyed. You imagine this? You imagine having your houses burned down to the ground, your community, your churches burned to the ground, and all of you hauled off to North Korea. Devastating. Loved ones killed. They're looking back. They're looking at their houses that have been laid waste. They're looking at the temple. It's gone. What do they want, dear listener? After all of this tragedy, after all of this judgment, what did they finally want? What were they ready for? What did they burn for? Finally, what became the longing of their hearts was the word of God. Isn't that what we read here? They all came together and they said to Ezra, give us the word, Ezra. You see, dear listener, spirituality diminishes. Spirituality diminishes when a heart for and love for the word of God diminishes. Martin Luther King years ago said he had a dream. Remember that? I have a dream. And you know what that dream is. That's been played over and over and over. You know what? Chris Gordon has a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream for the community I live in. I have a dream for Lyndon, Washington. That what is pictured here would be true. Think about it for a moment. At one of our festivals that we have, that people come from all over, that the whole town of Lyndon would come together downtown. And there would be an intense hunger again, not for the programs, not for the hip music, not for the entertainment value, but the cry of, give me the word of God, Christ and his gospel, pure, clear, and simple. Give me that book. So I went. This is John in the island of Patmos, isn't it? Give me the little book. And he said to me, take and eat it. And it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. And that's what happened, dear listener. Ezra came, he brought the book of the law. We're going to unpack this tomorrow. He opened it up. Everyone started bowing down. They rose up to hear it read, by the way. They bowed their faces. They said, amen, amen. As the word of God again was being heard, people were ready and willing to hear it. The dust had been blown off the book, and they were ready to hear God speak. What will it take in this country and in our hearts again to get us to this point, to begin to cry out, enough with the gimmicks, enough with the programs, enough with the show here in America? Give us the word of God. Give us a man who preaches Christ and him crucified. Give us the word that penetrates like a hammer into our hearts, and we will know this Jesus to the salvation of our souls. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by Abounding Grace Radio Ministries. We are a listener-supported program. We humbly ask both your prayerful and financial support. Write to us, Abounding Grace Radio, P.O. Box 732, Lyndon, Washington, 98264. agradio.org is the website. Please visit us. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.